This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The notification for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections has been issued. 94 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and two union territories will go to polls in this phase. With this, all 26 seats of Gujarat will go to polls in a single phase. Notification for Baithul constituency in Madhya Pradesh was also issued today. Election for Baithul parliamentary constituency, which was to be held on the second phase, was adjourned due to the death of a contesting BSP candidate. Nominations can be filed till the 19th of this month. Voting for this phase will be held on the 7th of May. With the first phase of polling around the corner, major political parties have geared up their election campaign. In Rajasthan, BJP and Congress have put in their full might to woo the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a public meeting Vijay Shankhnad at Barmer's Adarsh Stadium in support of BJP candidate Kailash Chaudhary today. In the evening, Mr. Modi will lead a road show in Dausa. Our correspondent reports that other star campaigners will also campaign for their party candidates in various Lok Sabha constituencies. Senior BJP leader and Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh is scheduled to hold back-to-back rallies in Garhwal and Kumaon divisions of Uttarakhand today. He will address a public gathering in Champawat, Chamoli and Kashipur with a strategic focus on capturing the attention of the military-influenced electorate in the region. Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini is also arriving in Haridwar today to attend public gathering at various places. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is visiting Coimbatore today to garner support for the INDI bloc candidates. He is likely to share stage with the Tamil Nadu Chief Minister and DMK leader M. K. Stalin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that eliminating corruption has been a key priority of his government for the last 10 years and he is committed to take strict action against the corrupt. In an interview to a Hindi daily, he said, whatever be the level of corruption, it impacts the people of the country and action against such people who steal the money meant for the welfare of the people of this country will not end. The Prime Minister said his government took steps to end corruption immediately after forming the government in 2014. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting to review preparedness for the ensuing heatwave season. The Prime Minister was briefed about the temperature outlook for the period from April to June this year. He was also updated about the likelihood of above-normal maximum temperatures over most parts of the country, especially over central India and the western peninsular India during summers. The preparedness in the health sector was reviewed in terms of essential medicines, intravenous fluids, ice packs, ORS and drinking water. The Prime Minister stressed upon the whole-of-government approach. Mr. Modi also stressed upon awareness creation along with adequate preparation in hospitals. United States President Joe Biden hosted the first ever trilateral summit with leaders of Japan and the Philippines at the White House in Washington amid territorial disputes of the two Southeast Asian countries with China. A joint vision statement issued after the meeting said they have gathered in Washington as equal partners and trusted friends, united by the vision they share of a free and open Indo-Pacific and international order based on international law. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall over central India today. Light to moderate rainfall, accompanied by thunderstorms and gusty winds, are also likely over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Vidarbha, Marathwada and Madhya Maharashtra. The weather office has also forecast isolated heavy rainfall over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad on Saturday and Sunday, and Himachal Pradesh on Sunday. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Delhi Capitals in Lucknow today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, Mumbai Indians defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 7 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Mumbai Indians overhauled the target of 197 runs in 15.3 overs, posting 199 runs for the loss of 3 wickets. Ishan Kishan scored 69 of 34 balls and Surya Kumar Yadav scored 52 in 19 balls. And India clinched a total of 3 medals on the opening day of the Asian Wrestling Championship at Bishkek in Kyrgyzstan yesterday. 19-year-old Udit won the silver medal in the men's 57kg category, while Abhimanyu in men's 70kg and Vicky in men's 97kg grabbed the bronze medals. And with that, we end this news bulletin.